a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, so shall your poverty come like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. Proverbs 24:33-34. Unfortunately, many churches are dying. If you never see any new faces, your church may be in a death spiral. Look around. When's the last time you had to sit in a different place? If that happened, were you indignant? Having to sit in a different seat is a healthy sign of life. But if you resented having to sit next to someone you don't like, you're part of the problem. Wherever God's work is being done, there will be messes. Where no oxen are, the trough is clean, but much increase comes by the strength of an ox. Proverbs 14:4. If you want children, you'll have to change diapers. If you don't want problems, let your church die. Then the only problem you may have will be explaining your laziness to Christ. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. 2 Corinthians 5:10-11. A church is supposed to be a family, with enthusiastic children of God, who joyfully bring home friends and acquaintances, not a corporation with one salesman who sells salvation. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Matthew 5:13. Satan has taken over many churches because members didn't stand up to evil, but most churches die because members didn't let their light shine before men. Matthew 5:16.